All right, here we go with Boots and Salutes on a Monday morning. Something maybe you attended over the weekend, would like to pat someone on the back, an organizer or two, please, by all means, feel free to go ahead. Or if something's been getting you going, by all means, we'd love to hear that too. 938-0600, toll free 1-800-667-3727, the numbers to join us this morning on Boots and Salutes. If you are making your way around Saskatoon, I will advise you to try a different route than Idlewild Drive. Major improvement work starts today between 33rd and 39th Streets on Idlewild.
You know, Dave, as much as I appreciate you providing me with that information, you know that I'm going to have to drive through that.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
I know.
Just because.
I know.
Just to see if it's as bad as it sounds like it's going to be.
You know, and that it's a major thoroughfare, so there never is really a good time. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's never a good time to have to do this type of work.
That's correct.
And, you know, if all goes according to plan, it should take about 3 weeks. But why wouldn't you wait until school's up? You know, like the first...
Because then it's summertime.
Second week of July. Why not?
And then people would say, well, why did you wait till summertime?
But volumes are less in July.
Do you think so?
Oh, absolutely. That stretch of road, I'd bet.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you have any data on this, or is this just anecdotal?
I haven't been counting cars lately, no.
Okay, I would be interested to know. Because there really is no good time to make people happy.
No, you're right. Good morning, Boots and Salutes. You're
good
on the
air. Good morning. Good morning. I would like to salute Ron Walker, who is my husband's best friend. He worked diligently in Kwanzaa to get everything up and running. The pool is the most important thing. Pretty much all by himself to get it going for the kids in the summertime. He's a great guy, helps everybody.
So can we safely report the Kwanzaa pool is open?
It will be open, I think, in the next couple of days.
Awesome.
Very nice.
Okay. Thank you. Have a good day.
Thanks. You too. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. I'd like to offer a boot to whoever managed to hack up my rhubarb and destroy it. I would have gladly given it to them instead of them damaging it. Thank you.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. I'd like to salute our fire and rescue in Quill Lake. They put on a day of, we had a barbecue, they had stars out, they had a steak supper. It was a great fundraiser. They're a volunteer group, and also salute all the people that came out and supported our volunteers.
Terrific. I'm glad it was a good turnout. 938-0600, toll free 1-800-667-3727. Salute to the community of Humboldt. They held, I can't remember what their exhibition is called, but they had the floats and the parade ready to go on Saturday. Had a few folks come in and visit me at Don's Photo on Friday afternoon that were headed that way to get everything organized, planned, and ready to roll for the parade on Saturday. So
very nice. Hey, I was just taking a look at our website, cjwwradio.com, for Have Your Say.
Mm-hmm.
The question there is, conservation officers and commercial vehicle enforcement officers are joining police and RCMP to be part of a new protection and response team, right? And the question is, will this cut down on rural crime? What do you think the percentages are, Dave?
Oh, I bet you there's a lot of skepticism. I'd say no.
Ton of skepticism. Two-thirds are skeptical.
Whoa.
Yeah, 61% say no, it's not going to make a difference. Only 39% are optimistic.
Wow.
Yeah, go have your say. Interesting question. CJWWradio.com.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes. You're on the air.
Good morning. This is regarding, it's a boot for them not wanting to remove that tent at legislative buildings. But the biggest one is the comment about them being tired about settlers and colonization. Well, maybe it's time to go back to the old ways then. You know, give up everything and go back to the tents. Thank you.
Boots and Salutes, good morning.
Yes, good morning. I'd like to salute our beautiful Prime Minister. He's doing everything he can for me. I thank you.
938-0600, toll free 1-800-667-3727.
I have to say, though, that was an interesting comment. Doing everything he can for me. That's all that we can ask for, right?
It's all about us. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. I would like to give Jay a big, big bouquet of roses for the awesome dance party he had Saturday night.
All right.
Oh, God, yeah. Just about wore out the kitchen floor.
Well, if it keeps going that way, we'll make Jay go over and replace it for you.
Okay. Right. Thank you.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Yeah, I'd like to give that guy a boot who just went on about the Trudeau there, if that's all right.
All right. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Yeah, a big salute to you and a boot. I don't know if anybody's aware of this, but if you're caught spitting in public, it's an automatic $1,500 fine or higher. That should also go for the people who do butts and cartons, too. Thank you.
Boots and Salutes. Good morning.
Good morning. I have a boot for the illegal camper / protesters out at the ledge grounds. What's really get me is they've been out there for almost 4 months, and the message we keep getting is nobody's listening to us. Nobody's doing what we want them to do. People have listened to you. How could we miss you? We don't agree with you. And in this civilization, we don't start changing jury verdicts when a guy's had a legal and fair trial. This idea, we're staying until there's justice for Colton. Pack these guys up. Get a paddy wagon and throw these bums out of there already.
Boots and Salutes. Good morning.
Good morning. I'd like to give a huge salute and shout out to all the people that walked in the Relay for Life on Friday.
Absolutely.
It was awesome.
Great. Well, awesome. Glad you attended. Thanks for going.
Yes. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. I want to give a great big size 14 boot to whoever dropped off about a 4 or 5 week old puppy into my sister's yard in Prince Albert. It was starving to death, took it to the vet, and it had died on the way to the vets. And if they find him, I hope they starve that guy, whoever done it.
Boots and Salutes, good morning.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
I'm all right. How are you?
Great. This is Lorraine Lavoie from Spiritwood. On Friday, we had a concert with the Amundsen family. And we had it announced on CJWW, which I want to give you a salute for.
Thank you.
And I want to give a great big salute to the co-op here, the Lake Country Co-op in Spiritwood. They brought the barbecue, the food, the staff, and they had a wonderful, wonderful barbecue for us. Terrific turnout. Thank you to everybody who came. And thank you very much, Spiritwood Co-op.
All right, thank you. And just before I get booted, you know, it was a community event, so we let the business slip in. Just what I'm saying. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
I'd like to salute the Prime Minister. What will happen to the pipeline if there's an earthquake?
All righty, thanks for the call, and I think that's going to do it for Boots and Salutes on this Monday morning.